I'm here with Carlis Kangelis, who's one of the authors of the new history of Salus Pils Camp. How long have you been working on this?
We started first 2006 or 7, yeah. We worked here for the first time 2 years, yeah. And then we wrote a manuscript we prepared, yeah, maybe 160 or 80 pages, yeah. Then we finished and waited for publishing, yeah. And then in the 2 or 3 years ago, yeah, come here the Salus Pils community up here with a project, yeah, to publish the work, yeah. And then we decided, yeah, to widen, yeah, all these texts, yeah. And then in the now in the published form, yeah, we have 430 or 32 pages, yeah.
What's very striking from someone who doesn't know a lot about Salus Pils, but maybe who has heard a lot of the rumours, yeah, is that this figure of, you say around 2,000 people were actually killed in the camp.
Or died, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot less than the
The Soviet propaganda stated, yeah, that were killed 100,000 people, yeah.
And how were they able then to propagate this myth? I mean,
no one asked after, yeah, is this true or not, yeah. Yeah, and as I said in my speech today, yeah, I discussed with the publisher of the book about the letter during the Second World War in the communist time, yeah. We discussed this in the 90s, yeah. And he agreed me, yeah, late in the 50s, yeah. Kangelis, yeah, Mr. Kangelis, what you are saying, you are right, yeah, but we have to do so, yeah.
So what sort of impact do you think this will have? I mean, is this sort of the first step in a whole series of new ways of looking at
new looking, yeah, but depends on authors and scientists, yeah, and which materials they use, yeah, and mostly they use in the Latvian archives, and in Moscow we have a special fund. It was 1943-44 was the founded Soviet Commission for investigating of Nazi crimes. Yeah, Latvian Commission started to work 44 and worked until 45. Yeah, and they have produced lots of materials. Yeah, if you looking on this when they were doing the groundwork in the communities and so, yeah, you can, these documents can be true. But if you're looking higher up, yeah, then the coming decisions, yeah, from Moscow or anywhere, yeah, the truth is so and so, yeah. Also, we're looking on the written about prisoners of war, yeah, in Salus Pils, yeah, they died 47,000, yeah. In Salus Pils were two small camps with 3,000, yeah, for prisoners of war, yeah. How you can come up here to 50,000, yeah.
It was interesting that you also said Salus Pils was certainly not the largest camp on Latvian territory during the Second World War, but did it become a kind of symbol?
They put in all possible Nazi crimes all connected with Salus Pils, yeah. Yeah, shooting, yeah, poisoning, yeah, gas chambers, and so on, yeah. All was connected in the Soviet propaganda with Salus Pils, yeah.